From Spark and Anvil and Discreet Quest, this is Surge the Growth Racer, in Chapter 1 of the Discreet Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Surge was a lean, long-legged jackrabbit, and he never cared how fast you were right now. At the Discreet Quest Academy, he was the one who tested how methods held up when the work piled on. While everyone else timed a single task and called it a day, Surge would do the task small, then bigger still, watching one number the whole time. Not how long, but how much the time grew each time the job doubled. A young dormouse named Sprig found him racing two ways of stacking books. "They finished at the same time," Sprig said. "They're equally fast. You can stop now." "For 10 books, sure," Surge said, not even breathing hard. "But watch what happens with 20, now 40. One of these stays gentle. Double the books, double the time. Fair and steady. The other one surges. Double the books, and the time leaps up far more than double." He pointed at the slower method, now lagging badly. "That's the whole question. Not how fast it is for a few, how it grows when there are many." Sprig stared. "So a method can look fine when it's small and turn into a disaster when it's big?" "Now," Surge said, grinning, "you're asking the right question." Surge had learned to watch growth, not speed, as a young buck. His family were village messengers, and as a kid, he was proud of being quick. Fastest paws in the burrow. But one summer, the village grew and grew, and his old way of delivering, running back to the post house after every single house, started taking him from dawn to dark. He was just as fast as ever. The job had gotten bigger, and his method couldn't keep up. His grandmother sat him down. "Speed isn't your problem, dear. You're plenty fast. Your method grows badly. Every new house doesn't just add one delivery. The way you do it, every new house adds a whole trip back. The work doesn't grow gently with the village. It surges." She showed him a better route. "Carry all the letters at once. Deliver them in one loop. This way, double the houses, double the walking. Gentle growth. It'll still work when the village is 10 times the size. The other way will drown you." Surge never forgot it. From then on, he stopped asking, "How fast am I?" and started asking, "How does my work grow?" Because a gentle growing method beats a fast one every time the world gets big. When he was older, Surge raced the long road to Discreet Quest because he'd heard it cared about what happens at large sizes. The head of the academy, an old owl with far-seeing eyes, asked him, "What is order of growth?" Surge answered between easy breaths, "It's how the work grows when the job grows. Forget how long one task takes. Ask what happens when you double the size. If the work just doubles too, that's gentle growth. It'll hold up forever. If the work quadruples when you only double the job, that's a surge. It'll be fine when things are small and crush you when they're big." He tapped a long foot. "The size of a single job barely matters. The shape of its growth is everything." "And the fastest method is not always the best?" the owl asked. "Almost never once things get big," Surge said. "A method that grows gently will overtake a faster one that surges. You just have to make the job big enough, and jobs always get bigger." The owl's eyes shone with something like recognition. "You are appointed." Surge's favorite lesson was showing a student the difference between gentle and surging growth, side by side. A worried hedgehog named Pim came to him fretting over two class jobs, handing out the field trip flyers and organizing the welcome handshakes where everyone greets everyone. "I have to plan both for the whole school, and I'm panicking about how big it'll be." "Let's look at how each one grows," Surge said calmly. "Flyers first. One flyer per student. 10 students, 10 flyers. Double it. 20 students, 20 flyers. Gentle. Double the school, double the flyers. That one will never hurt you. Okay, Pim said, breathing a little easier. And the handshakes? Ah, Serge laid out little stones. Everyone greets everyone. With a few people, it's cozy, but each new person has to shake every other hand. Double the people, and the handshakes don't double. They roughly quadruple. 10 people is manageable. 100 people is thousands of handshakes. He looked at Pim kindly. So plan the flyers however you like. They grow gently. But the all greet all? Find a smaller version, or it'll surge right out of control. Pim sagged with relief. I thought both jobs would explode, but it's only the one. And now I know which one to worry about. That's the gift of it, Serge said. You stop fearing big in general. You learn exactly which things grow gently and which ones surge. Then big isn't scary anymore. It's just sorted. Later, when the racing grounds were still and the moon was up, Serge sat stretching his long legs and watching the quiet. Sprig wondered over, "Can I tell you something? I used to get this knot in my stomach whenever anything got bigger. More homework, more chores, more everything. It always felt like it would just keep piling until I couldn't." Serge nodded slowly. "I know that knot well." "But the way you talk about it," Sprig went on, "it's like bigger doesn't scare you at all." "It used to terrify me," Serge said. "When I was a kid and the village grew and my old method drowned me, I thought bigger would always mean worse, like growing up itself was a flood coming." He smiled gently. "Then I learned the secret. It's not the bigness that gets you. It's how your way of doing things grows inside the bigness. Find the gentle growing way, and you can let the world get as big as it likes. You'll still be okay." He looked out at the wide, dark grounds, room enough for any race. And as Sprig sat down beside him, the knot in her own stomach loosening, Serge felt the calm he always felt at the end of a long day. Not the thrill of being fast, but something steadier and warmer. The future was going to get bigger, that was certain. But bigger didn't have to mean drowning. There was always a gentle path through it, if you knew to look for the one that wouldn't surge. And knowing that, he thought, was the most restful feeling in the world.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Surge the Growth Racer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.